And welcome back once again, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. Coltrane Carlson here with you as we're joined by the other three candidates vying for this year's Green County Fair Queen Crown, which the coronation ceremony actually happens tomorrow. And one of the first candidates we'll interview now is Gina Brown. So, Gina, if you wouldn't mind, first of all, telling us who your parents are.
My dad is Doug Brown and my mom is Teresa Brown.
And tell us what grade you're going to be going into high school this year.
I will be a senior this year.
Now, I know that one of the qualifications to be a Green County Fair Queen candidate is to be in at least one worthwhile organization. Could you share with us any groups, clubs, or organizations that you're part of while you're in high school?
I'm involved in NHS through the high school. I'm involved in the FFA chapter, 4-H, Young Leaders. I'm also involved in some sports. I'm in volleyball this year.
What 4-H club are you with?
Greenbrier.
And then tell us, what is your favorite part about the Green County Fair?
My favorite part is to show animals and also spend some time with friends. It's kind of a nice way to get together during the summer, since everybody's usually busy with their own individual plans. And this is kind of just a way to get together and have some fun and show our animals.
Tell us if there's anything that you're showing at this year's county fair.
This year I'll be showing my horse again, and for the first time I'll be showing a heifer.
What areas you're going to be showing your horse and your heifer in?
I'll be showing my horse in various different shows. It'll be halter, showmanship, western pleasure, ranch horse, walk trot, trail, and horsemanship.
Okay, and for your heifer?
I'll be trying showmanship. I don't know how well it's going to go since it's my first year with a heifer. But other than that, I'll just be showing it in the county raised class.
If there's something that you would like to see either changed or maybe added on to the county fair, what would that be?
For this year, since I'm participating in the Queen Contest, I kind of wish that it was more towards the beginning of fair instead of towards the end. That way we could enjoy it just all together being the queen, you know, throughout that year instead of just having it for a couple days this year and then for next year, especially if the queen, let's say, was a senior this year. I mean, she's not going to be around next year actually showing and participating in the county fair. So it might be a little more difficult for her to come back and enjoy being the fair queen.
Lastly, on that note, why do you want to be Green County Fair Queen?
This year I decided to participate in the Queen Contest just to try something new and kind of broaden my areas that I'm already involved in and just to try something new and meet some new people along the way.
We were talking before we got on the air that you're also already crowned royalty in a different area.
Yes, this year I'm the senior Cowgirl Queen, so I'll be competing at State Fair for the Cowgirl Queen Contest.
Awesome. Okay, how does it feel to be the Cowgirl Queen?
It's different, and I'm really excited to participate in it. It's a little different than just regularly showing because you have to really get dolled up on a horse, which is a little different than you would imagine a horse girl being. But I'm really excited to participate in it and to try something new in that area.
And now let's introduce Emily Betty, who's also another Green County Fair Queen candidate. So Emily, first of all, tell us who your parents are.
My parents are Bob and Misty Betty.
All right. And Emily, since you're a new graduate of Green County High School, can you tell us what your plans are now that you've graduated high school?
After the summer of working, I'm going to attend DMAC in Cale.
Studying any particular area?
Liberal arts, and then I'm going to transfer to ISU, I think.
Could you explain maybe some groups or organizations, clubs that you were part of while you were in high school?
During high school, I was part of NHS, and then I also was president of the International Club.
Tell us a little bit about what International Club is.
We do trips. Every 2 years there's a trip. And this is just kind of a club, so kids who aren't in foreign languages or who aren't in the music can have a chance to travel the world.
Okay. And what was the most recent trip that you went on?
Italy and Greece, just a couple weeks ago.
And then can you tell us, is there a favorite part of the Green County Fair?
My favorite part is just definitely the atmosphere. And being able to see people I haven't seen in a while. Like, sometimes that's the only time I get to see them is that fair.
Now, since you're one of those that doesn't necessarily compete during the Green County Fair, is there any livestock shows that you like to take in while you're at the Green County Fair at all?
I love the rabbit show.
Okay.
Because I used to have my own rabbits, but they unfortunately died, but I love watching them.
Since you have been to the Green County Fair in the past, is there anything that you would like to see changed or maybe add on to the county fair?
Not very much. But I think it would be nice if we got different foods, like maybe corn dogs or funnel cakes. But
what are you going to be doing at this year's Green County Fair?
This year, I'm going to be helping my mom in the 4-H food stand. She's helped run it for the past couple of years, and I'm always there to help her whenever she needs something.
Very cool. And then finally, a most obvious question, I'm sure, is why do you want to be the Green County Fair Queen?
I think it's just a fun experience to do. I don't care if I win or not. I think it's going to be fun to you know, do this interview and then just participate in the fair a little bit more than I usually do.
And finally, we're talking with Reagan Lamore now. And so, Reagan, could you first of all tell us who your parents are?
My parents are Jeff and Joe Lamore.
All right. So if you could tell us, now that you've graduated high school, what's kind of your next steps, your next plans for your education?
So I'm going to be attending the University of Iowa, and I'm going to go and open for at least a year just to, you know, kind of figure out what I want to do. But I'm pretty sure I want to do math and computer science because I really enjoy that.
While you were in high school, can you tell us the groups and clubs, organizations that you were a part of?
Yeah, so I really liked getting involved in high school. So I was a part of the Interact Club, which was really important to me, and also NHS and Student Council. And I also did large group and individual speech. Yeah, so those are some of my favorite groups from high school.
Sure. And then tell us any other groups or organizations that you're a part of that are outside of high school.
So outside of high school, I do a lot of volunteer for Habitat for Humanity since my dad is the director for that. Sure. And I'm also a part of, we do my church, the Church of Christ across from the high school. So
now I'm sure you've gone to, you know, maybe a few county fairs over your lifespan here. Could you tell us maybe a favorite part about the Greene County Fair for you?
My favorite part of our fair is definitely the dog show. I showed dogs for a few years, and all, like, my aunt is in charge of it, and it's fun to watch the dogs because even if they don't do as well as the trainer would like, it's still fun to watch, and I really like it.
Now, if there's something that you could change or maybe add to the Greene County Fair, what would that be?
I don't know if there is anything that I would change. I gotta think. I think ours is pretty well run. If it was possible, I think it'd be fun for people if we had like a concert. I know sometimes when they have the meals, they'll bring in acts. Right. Like they've had the Town and Country Band play, but I think that's a little different, you know. Maybe even like someone local who really enjoys music, if they wanted to like perform a small concert there, that'd be fun to see, especially if we know who it is. You know, most people know who it is and kind of can relate to them.
Cool. And then finally, probably the most obvious question, why do you want to be Greene County Fair Queen?
This is just something that I don't think I would normally do, and it's kind of getting me out of my comfort zone. And that's what really kind of why I decided to do it. And I think it's just a good opportunity, you know, to meet new people and try something that I've never done before.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, here with Gina Brown, Emily Betty, and Reagan Lamore. They join Emily Finch, Kara Reed, and Samantha Hardaway for the Greene County Fair Queen Coordination Ceremony, which takes place tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. at Clover Hall. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.